What can't wait? I want you to think about that question. What in your life can't wait any longer? What in this world should not wait any longer? What problems, what issues, what circumstances are so large that dwelling in them any longer is not really a possibility? That something has to give, something has to change. I want you to think about what those shepherds who were in that field that evening may have been experiencing in their lives and in their world. I want you to take yourself back to the first century in Israel, Palestine, in this little area of Judea, this little town of Bethlehem. I want you to consider what it might be like to be one of those boys or girls out there in the fields. I want you to think about what it means for a Roman Empire to be in charge of that entire area of the world. And I want you to consider living there and what couldn't wait for them. As they looked around their world, there didn't seem to be any hope. There certainly wasn't going to be any peace. And when you lack hope and peace, joy and love seem really far away, don't they? And it's in these circumstances that this story takes place. It's in a context of this Caesar Augustus issuing this decree for taxes and for a census that this story takes place. This is the context. This is the background. And as you hear those words, I want you to think this evening about your own context, your own story, your own background. As you walked into this place this evening, you had folks at the door. Sometimes it was even me going, "Merry Christmas!" And we put sometimes plaster these smiles on our faces at this time of the year. But as we walk in, we all know what in our own lives can't wait any longer. And my hope for you this evening is you have encountered this story again as you've heard the words of these songs again, that you begin to go, "I can't wait anymore. I need light right now. Our world needs light right now. I need my world, my life, my universe to transform." And that's why those shepherds went running to Bethlehem. That's why they went with haste. Do you hear that word? That word of haste. Usually we use that word in the negative, like I have so much rushing around in my life. And oh, believe me, that's really true, right? And yet there are certain moments in life that I am going to go running towards the good news, running towards the light, running towards that hope because it is all I have left. Because what is going on in my life and in our world can't wait anymore. It needs light, friends. You, this evening, being in this sanctuary, in this service, that's turning the lights on in your life. When you reach over and you receive the flame during silent night from someone else, don't let it stop there. Be like the shepherds and go and proclaim this good news to every single person you encounter. Our world is full of bad news. Our world is full of darkness. Our world often feels like the night is at its deepest. And what if you and I, hearing these stories again, singing these songs again, sharing these candle flames again, are the very thing that you and I need to take out into that world and light it up? Bring goodness, bring light, bring hope, bring joy and peace and love to each and every person that we encounter, because friends, that's the only way that the world changes. Had those shepherds not showed up, can you imagine Jesus being born and no one hearing about it? Can you imagine that proclamation not going out across the countryside, but those shepherds living in the context and background that they were in? Oh, they had to run. They had to proclaim. They had to shout it from the rooftops because their world had changed. They had encountered the boy in Bethlehem, and that made all the difference in the world. And my hope for you this evening is that you and I can encounter the Christ child all anew, and that when we walk out into that night right there, that we will not let the flame passing stop. That when you get up tomorrow morning, may you and I be like Ebenezer Scrooge, having been visited by the ghost all evening long, and we throw open the shutters and open the windows, and we begin to shout that today is Christmas Day, that the holy has encountered the profane, that the sacred has literally invaded our world, that the light cannot be overcome. When you and I take the flame, friends, that's what changes the world. We take Christ. We take that light and we pass it. We pass it both physically here this evening. We pass it in each and every moment that we have in our lives. We pass it each time we encounter someone who's living in the shadows. We pass it each and every moment that we encounter someone who is, and so you can pass it. There you go. That is so in need of transformation. And maybe, just maybe, we will pass that around so far that it reaches the other side of the world. That we discover that things like famine and hunger and war and violence can be changed simply because we said, I am going to proclaim the good news in the midst of a dark, dark world. And in so doing, light it up. So let's light it up this evening. As you pass that flame to one another, as you begin to sing the words of Silent Night, as the lights come down, these lights glow all the more. And in whatever darkness that you found yourself in this evening, may you know that Christ has been born anew.